Blog Talk Radio.
It's the V-Spot. I'm your host, Dr. Dictator. My co-host is Neil Falster. V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Planet Dictator Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly do not want. Only at Planet Dictator. Taylor Swift is dangerous. Taylor Swift is dangerous. The fuck? It's the V-Spot. I'm your host, Dr. Dictator. My co-host, Neil Falster. Yeah, he calls it. V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Planet Dictator Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly do not want. Only at Planet Dictator.
Victor, I got some terrible, horrible news.
Oh, God!
hello, Victor. Oh, nothing.
Neil, we got anybody on the line?
Nope.
Oh, boy. All right, Neil, so let's get into some sad news at first. This weekend is ILMTAC in Nashville.
Oh, boy.
It's one of the anime cons they have around the country. For some reason, the South seems to have a disproportionate amount. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's kind of everywhere. Trust me, I'm pretty sure they have at least, you know, three or four in Wyoming or something.
Okay.
I mean, Nashville to have one, it kind of makes sense. I mean, Huntsville has one.
Okay, well, anyway, normally I don't pay attention to these things because I'm, you know, not that I matter, but usually they don't have a guest. In 2006, they had Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime, and that was a big deal, but we didn't go. We decided not to because we figured we could go anytime. But no, that's not going to happen. Well, this year, I'm going to the guest, and suddenly, Jason David Frank, the fucking Green Ranger, is going to be there. Now,
how many rangers has he been?
He was green, white, Zeo red, Turbo red, and Dino Thunder black. Okay. Now, for some of you, Power Rangers might be some silly kids show. Well, fuck you! But the Green Ranger, Tommy, is like a first ballot entry into the Victator Hall of Fame. And I wanted to meet him. I really did. I mean, I wanted to shake his hand and thank him for being so awesome and see if he could hook me up the Dragon Zord. I mean, hook up as in meet, not to have sex with, because I don't even know how that would work. Because it's some rope god something. But anyway, blew my entertainment budget this month. For stupid stuff. And I don't regret anything, but it does kind of suck because I don't think I'm going to be able to get the money to make the trip to Nashville.
Especially in such short time.
Right, I should have been paying attention, but didn't happen. Okay, Neil, has anybody called in?
Nope.
Okay, we're the lonely boys. So lonely.
So, I think you want to talk about
Simpsons. That's right, that's what I'm going to be doing the rest of the show.
You want to talk about Simpsons and its possible downfall?
No, let me talk about this. First of all, anybody's watching Wrestling Night, holy fuck, did you see Raw?
No, I didn't.
Okay, all weekend there's been rumors Brock Lesnar was going to debut at WrestleMania. A return? I thought it was a bunch of shit. I thought it was people wishful thinking. Yeah, hoping it would happen. Well, at the end of the Raw, Brock Lesnar came out, and I lost it. I mean, and then Brock came out, F5 John Cena. So that was pretty damn awesome. I mean, I guess it's best the mic isn't on here, because it tends to happen if we both talk about the same wrestler in positive terms, they die. Now, a rational person might say that Mike Awesome hung himself 2 days before I made that post. And Mike commented on it. But, and we used to have a joke about it. But last year, Bison Smith died after Mike Harpo made a comment on a Facebook post that I made. So now I'm beginning to think there's something to it.
You're wrestling poison, Victor.
No, no, no. Me and Mike together are wrestling poison.
So what, you only have to mix the concoction to make it terrible?
We have to combine our powers.
So like mixing ammonia and, ammonia and bleach?
Kinda, yeah. I guess I'm the key master and, he is, the gatekeeper. Yeah, we
can even including the homoerotic undertones of saying that.
Neil, I don't need statements without considering the homoerotic overtones. I had
Well, remember in Ghostbusters how basically the gatekeeper and the keymaster had to basically copulate for the demon what's her bits to show up?
Yes, Neil, I know how Ghostbusters works. I added it intentionally. can't even apply having sex with a man without people jumping all over your case. But anyway, that was some crazy stuff. Neil, do you have any new stuff going on as far as games or anything?
About what?
Are you playing any games at the moment?
I got the 3D Classic Kid Icarus, thanks to you, since I didn't get Kid Icarus Uprising for pre-order yet, so I didn't get it for free.
How far into it are you?
Just at the last stage. It's actually one of the easiest stages in the entire game.
How does Medusa stack up as the final boss?
Medusa? Kind of easy. It's more of actually getting there. You don't really play the first Kid Icarus for the bosses.
So no,
I'm pretty sure back in the day,
I'm
pretty sure from kids back in the day, they were like, holy shit, look how big Medusa is. She takes up like half the screen.
So it's basically Battletoad Syndrome.
Yeah, actually I found out after the fact that it's actually easier if you play certain controls. Like, they have classic controls and custom controls. Custom controls actually made it actually easier without really recognizing it. Just in a few...
Hey, you know, I just noticed that. Do we have a caller?
Let me check. And also the fact that actually added backgrounds to it, so it's not just black or just blue-black backgrounds, and we still have no caller.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What?
Still no caller.
Okay, where's
the
bad
one? It did pretty well with the backgrounds and the 3D effect. Since mostly, like, the last game I tried to play in 3D was Sakura Samurai, and that kind of did okay with the 3D effect.
Okay, one thing I was wanting to discuss a little bit, Neil, our young friend, William Horton Farkas is on Facebook. Why don't you send him the call-in number and get him to call in?
Oh, he's actually trying to call in?
No, just send him the number for the show.
Okay.
I guarantee you, we do not have any fucking... I wanted to ask you a question, Neil.
What's that?
Okay, we know about great games that have kind of subpar bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any games with the reverse? Are there any games that have really awesome boss fights but mediocre levels?
Probably Mischief Makers.
Okay, how are the boss fights on that?
Oh, it's really good. It's basically like playing like a tokusatsu big action thing with shaking missiles and everything. Let's see, where the hell is William? I'm going to try to contact him. The stages are kind of, you know, semi-bland because it's mostly just simple blocks. It's a 2D game that's on the Nintendo 64 made by Treasure, who used to be former Konami employees. You know, the stages, some of them are pretty good stages or just crazy stages, like we have to basically do a 100-meter dash and do all this Olympic stuff. But the bosses are the main thing. Since they actually have themed bosses that have transforming mechs, and the final boss is actually the... three guys that make the big, gigantic Power Rangers-type giant mech.
Awesome.
One of the times we're playing them, you're riding on top of a cat. Well, let me explain. You're an android girl who's trying to become a human and save her creator. But she's riding on a cat. The evil wolf guy is on a bike mech shooting missiles at you. You have to grab the missiles and toss them back to him. Then he transforms.
Okay, now one of the games I'm thinking of, have you ever played Marvel Super Heroes War of the Gems?
I played X-Men Mutant Apocalypse, the prequel to that.
Okay, the thing about War of the Gems is it's a very bland game.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was with Mutant Apocalypse. So I'm pretty sure it's even more bland since it didn't have the same woman who did the music like Mega Man X. Because she actually did the music for Mutant Apocalypse.
Okay, well... Hello?
Go on.
Get feedback. Okay, now, the thing about it is the game is really bland. I mean, it's slow for a beat-em-up, but the thing about it is it has... three awesome boss fights.
Is that the only boss fights?
No, there's a couple more that are boring as hell. Okay.
Who are the good fights, then?
Okay, the first boss fight is the Magus. Now, if you don't know who that is, in the classic Jim Starlin Adam Warlock stories, the Magus was the evil Adam Warlock from another timeline. Basically, in his quest to save the universe, he started a cult called the Universal Church of Truth. And he creates Utopia at a very severe cost. And at the end of the story, Adam Warlock has to commit suicide to prevent that. That's some heavy shit, by the way. Well, he came back in Infinity War, because Adam Warlock, when he was briefly God with the Infinity Gauntlet, the risk they made by giving making immortal god is that they might, they can't control their subconscious. You know, so basically he splits himself off into pure good and evil. The evil being Magus. So you gotta find him in his spaceship on this level, and he takes the Infinity Gauntlet and breaks the window open on the ship, or the, whatever, the hatch or something.
Yeah.
You're being sucked into it, and he's shooting all types of energy beams, and you're having to avoid being sucked out the window.
Is it almost like a shoot 'em up where you have to dodge by going back and forth, or are you trying not to be sucked out the window while you're fighting him?
You're having to avoid being sucked out the window, you're having to dodge being hit, and you're having to get hits on him to end the fight.
Now, you said this is fun, not frustrating, or is it one of those frustrating types?
No, it's not frustrating. It's a fun fight. I mean, it's a great boss fight. And you beat it. And, I mean, that's the only reason I played through Marvel War of the Gems so many times just to get to that fight. Okay, the next fight, you have to fight, Neil, have you ever read Infinity Gauntlet?
No, I haven't.
I assume that was on one of your brother's Draconian, summer reading list. I don't want to read a comic.
Well, no, it wasn't pretentious enough, I guess. Or, it didn't,
okay.
What did they say on Family Guy?
It didn't insist upon itself.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, Marvel's was good. Like, I like Marvel's, but, that's the idea of what you have to go with. Well, that's the idea you have to go with. Like.
Okay, well, anyway, in Infinity Gauntlet, Thanos has become God. Okay, he has the Infinity Gauntlet. He can do what he wants. He's trying to make a chick jealous, which is the living embodiment of death. And he's like, I don't need you. Watch this. Someone made myself the perfect mate. So he makes this wild-ass chick wearing dressed like himself, which says so much about Thanos. Anyway, you have to fight her right before Thanos. And that's another good fight. She's about equal to you in power, depending on who you use. The frustrating thing about War of the Gems is it's almost a good game. It's almost...
Not terrible enough for you to basically revel in how terrible it is and have fun with that.
It has some real bright points to it. It's not the X-Mutation bad, where you think, if I got rid of this Barry Sue, this might be a good show.
And let me remind you, listeners, that he doesn't use the Mary Sue term very, very lightly.
No, I do not, but she's a Mary Sue. But anyway, we'll get to that.
I mean, he hates it when Wolverine's basically used as a character who can basically survive every single assault and basically survive being blown up, which is basically almost like a Gary Stu type of moment, but even him, he doesn't even save Mary Sue for that.
Well, yeah, it's not. Because, well, that's just stupid writing. Again, people mix up Mary Sue with bad writing.
Well, these are two different things. You can Mary Sue a character. You can make someone
a little bit,
you
know,
Mary Sue in a sense.
I mean, I could go on for an hour about with all the things they've done wrong with Wolverine since 1990. You know, the healing factor. But anyway, all right. But what was the thing?
Basically, the crazy bitch from Wars and Gems.
Yeah, you're fighting her. What was it? No, I was saying something else, but I can't fucking remember because I blabbed on and on.
Was it the third fight? Who was the third fight? Thanatos himself?
Thanos himself.
Oh, Thanos.
And what? Yeah, so what I liked about this is I'm fighting, and I'm like this. Come on, Thanos, come on. Boom, 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 boom. I'm fucking you up. Come on, you purple, titanium, Eternian bitch. I'm hitting him, you know, and I was like, okay, he's almost dead. Time to finish him off. I looked at the energy meter. It's down by an inch. I've been hitting him for 5 minutes. And suddenly, it's like he realizes it. A big stone hand jumps to the ground, grabs me, and pulls me down. Takes away half my health meter.
God, it's like an SNK boss. Okay, it's not
like I said, you know it.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. They come from a time before horsepower. They come from a time before cosmic forces. They are a breed apart. They are the old breed, and they are here to reclaim what they have lost. Rise of an Old Breed starts April 2nd along with Duel Devil Weekend Edition. Only at horsepowerthemovie.blogspot.com. Okay, now for my loyal readers, both of them, and listeners, just that guy, we did not start Rise of a New Breed today. What happened was, Neil's been in covers, and sometimes Neil runs behind.
See, the sketching part is easy. It's the actual filling in the whole color and everything, and actually making it look, you know, nice.
Now, when we start Horsepower, we're going
to
have it's going to run for at least 2 months, probably, including weekends. But we don't have covers for everything. We sort of have a cover for the Abraham Lincoln story, The Last Will and Testament, Cyborg Abraham Lincoln. But we need a cover for the Dreadwatch story and the time travel story after that. And I want to give Neil enough time to get started on those, so I'm going to wait till next Monday. And then we're going to launch. Now, about War of the Gems, it was a great boss fight. I think I ended up using Wolverine and Spider-Man more just because Wolverine could climb up walls with his claws. And Spider-Man could perch up on a roof so I could catch a damn breath while he's throwing a hurricane at me. Iron Man was.
So, did you ever beat War of the Gems?
Yeah, I beat it.
You just
hate
that final boss.
Yeah, it's just a hard boss. It's a good final boss. It's fun. And while I'm talking about Thanos and Adam Warlock, last night I found out that Marvel is finally doing Essential Warlock.
And it pisses you off because it's on sale right now and you're running out of funds.
It's $10, but the problem with it is it comes out in August.
Oh, you have to do the pre-order, so you don't want to pay it off right now.
It's a pre-order deal, so I don't know anything else I could get that I wouldn't want right now. But I'm excited about it. Because these are good comics. If you listen to me about comics, they're good. Do you mind if I go on a little bit about the What If story I just read?
Is it the Punisher Venom one or the new one?
This is Time Quake. This is a cross. In What If in 92, they kind of would experiment at times with What If, and what they did was they did a What If crossover that was in continuity. And what it did was it revisited alternate realities, like the reality where Spider-Man ended up joining the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, the
remember
Fantastic
how in Spider-Man 1 he tried to join?
Yeah, I know that they did a couple of Fantastic Five stories.
Yeah, they brought them back a couple of times. Okay, this one right here, basically these things called the Time Twisters or the Time Keepers. they are trying to destroy five universes to give themselves power to collect energy, and to do this, they have to kill a focal point of each universe. Sometimes the person is significant, sometimes it's just a random dude. In this case, it's Franklin Richardson. Hello?
Is this the start of Franklin Richards being one of the crucibles for a lot of things in Marvel?
No, in this case, what would happen is Franklin was going to die in childbirth. When Sue was having him, Sue was going to die as well. Reed Richards goes crazy. And guess what? Reed Richards isn't a good dude to go crazy. So he would have ended up blowing up that Earth. Okay, the next world was this world where basically the Vision succeeded in conquering the Earth from that Avengers story in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he became a benevolent dictator. And he ruled Earth until the 22nd century. In this case, he has to be killed. Which they managed to do. They managed to kill him. And this one guy keeps grabbing off the people from the universes. Like, this guy called the Whisperer grabbed Doom from the Fantastic Five Earth. He grabbed Iron Droid from the 22nd Century Earth. And so on. The next story was, this is my favorite, Wolverine became Lord of the Vampires. I don't know if you've ever read this story, but in the 80s, Dracula fought the X-Men semi-regularly. Needless to say, that shit was awesome. In this What If, Dracula turned Wolverine, Storm, and the rest of the X-Men into vampires. Wolverine pretty soon killed Dracula and became Lord of the Vampires. Hey, Dill, we got a caller?
Let me check. I don't think we do. Keep going.
Okay. Inferno still happens in this world. That was the crossover from 1989 involving an invasion from Limbo and a few Elder Demons. Okay, the vampires are fighting them all. The ex-vampires. Suddenly, Dormammu shows up. Because Wolverine killed Doctor Strange. So now Dormammu and the mindless ones are fighting the ex-vampires in the Dark Dimension. And at first I was about ready to give up doing that, and I was like, okay, comic, you have me. Finally, at the end of when that world is saved, it turns out Whisperer was fucking Immortus. Basically a Time Lord, and he was absorbing all this temporal energy into himself, and he's become basically the Master of Time. So they have to stop him, and the one that has to step in now is the Watcher. Yeah. Which he doesn't actually fight. It's not like I'm sworn never to interfere. So they end up having to call, so they try to go and kill Kang before he becomes Kang, or not kill him, but they work at the Time Variance Authority, which I know you don't know who they are, but in the Marvel Universe, these are the guys that keep time running, and it's complete bureaucracy. Like, they have this thing where they're saying, it's time the TVA takes the decisive action. And it said many hours later, and they most certainly did not take decisive action. I said we put up flyers and posters all through the temporal universe saying, just say no to Immortus. Well, I want to do a planning committee on deal with it. Finally, someone suggests bringing in one of the characters from the Captain Britain stories and Saturnine, she's some omniversal god or something. Where basically, they're going to try to give this formula to Kang before he becomes Kang. So he can't take the temporal energy. And the Time Variance Authority finally asked the Watcher, what would you do? Oh, you're going to ask me? You're going to ask the Omnipotent Watcher what to do? And he says, send the Fantastic Four after him. And they basically, before he can suggest which one, Time Variance Authority's like, no, I'll handle this. He sends a very powerful version of the Fantastic Four. This version is very powerful, but they don't have different powers. The thing got dragon wings. And became Dragonfly. Johnny Storm became the Mandroid.
Oh, he became half robot?
Yeah, human cyborg. Like a living robot or something. Like, his body became mechanical. Reed Richards' body rotted away, and he became just a psychic brain.
Okay.
And his body, he uses a Doombot for a body. And
now, this,
Sue Storm got
stretched out. This is all in one comic, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they go to confront him, the ancestor, because technically he's Reed Richards' ancestor. No, Reed is Kang's ancestor. Now, needless to say, seeing that group together scares the shit out of him, and he attacks. And ends up killing them. So the Watcher's ideal is to send a group of the Fantastic Four that ever got powers. Just because they weren't as threatening.
So how many people die in this?
That's a good question, because I'm trying to figure out once they were dead if everything reverted back.
What is it with the what ifs that just had people die at the end?
When he came back in 89, some writers have a habit of just because anything can happen, they'll just kill off characters willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Like, they don't think of it as bad, or it's like, oh, well, I killed Spider-Man. So it came, then Spider-Man died, and then Thor died, and then the Hulk died, and then Wolverine became Lord of the Vampires. There's one story, what if the X-Men lost Inferno, where Wolverine had a baby.
Okay.
It's got one of the most awesomely fucked up covers for a comic. I'll probably send it to you later if anybody's listening to this. Do we have a caller now, Neil, for 3 minutes?
Nope.
May I tell you, my feelings are hurt. Greatly hurt.
I guess, Neil, I'll just go back to my... I'll go in my room and drink my water and just cry myself to sleep.
Victor, did you want someone to call?
No, I got plans. Did you hear me? Neil, just a picture of your nephew on Facebook.
Yeah, he's taking a bath.
Yeah, and he's got a finger in his mouth, like, posing.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what the hell's going on with my microphone. You notice the feedback?
Yeah.
Friday, we are probably going to have a special guest, a guy that writes the blog Full House Reviewed. He's going to talk Saved by the Bell with us, and we're probably going to talk about that awesome Family Matters episode when Urkel told Laura to go fuck herself.
Oh, yes. He had a thunderclap and everything.
Well, you ruined it, Neil. You fast-forwarded to it. You have to watch the entire episode as Laura becomes a bigger and bigger bitch.
Bigger than she usually is.
Way bigger. Like, she raped his eye, Zeta.
My question is, did she get her bitch powers from her mother?
Probably, yeah.
Like, it didn't get to anyone else, and suddenly, she has to summon the force of power that's been coming from generations.
But yeah, we're going to be talking Saved by the Bell, mostly. We're going to get into maybe New Class, College Years, the main show, episodes we haven't got to yet.
Yeah.
I think me and you had a pretty good Lonely Boy party here. You know, hopefully my boy Harpo's okay. Eric had things to do. Ooh, I have a lie.
No, he doesn't.
That's what I get for not killing him all. Oh, there's a woodpecker. No, don't play it, pal.